Hey guys, it's Peter Fry, and welcome to the Living with Hope podcast, a daily devotional where we dig into God's Word and explore what it means to live with hope in Jesus. John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." During this season of Advent, we don't simply celebrate the occasion of Jesus' coming, just the simple fact that Jesus came, that he was born, but we celebrate and observe the reason that he came. And here in John chapter 10, we're given a little glimpse into this picture, this metaphor that Jesus uses in this title that he gives himself, describing himself as the Good Shepherd. It's an image that's specifically relevant to the season of Advent because I've always found it peculiar that the first people to be invited to the birth of Jesus were a group of ragtag, night shift shepherds. Yeah, shepherds made their living by protecting, guarding, and guiding a flock of sheep. It usually wasn't their own flock, but they were simply workers taking care of someone else's flock. Yeah, sheep weren't the smartest animals on earth, and so it was part of what made the job not so glamorous. It was a job of protecting, guiding, and guarding sheep who would get themselves into dangerous situations. A good shepherd had to be smart enough, strong enough, and serious enough to sacrifice whatever it takes to care for this sheep. And God invited a group of night shift shepherds to be the first to witness the birth of Jesus. And I think that God chose shepherds because he wasn't looking for fame. He wasn't looking for the most respected of society. Jesus came to associate with common, ordinary people. Jesus wasn't born in a castle for a king, but he was born in a stable, somewhere where shepherds would feel at home, somewhere where they would be welcome to welcome and witnessed the newborn king. But I think the other reason that God chose shepherds to be the first to witness the birth of Christ is because of Jesus' role. He himself would become a shepherd. And I'm not talking about Jesus' occupation or even his relationship with sheep, but I'm referring to the reason that Jesus came at Christmas. He came to shepherd his people. Jesus proclaimed in John chapter 10, verse 11, "I am the good shepherd." And the reason that Jesus came was to give life, abundant life. And the way that he gives us this life is by being the shepherd that lays down his life for his sheep. And that is why Jesus came. He came to die. He came to protect, guide, and guard us from the bondage of our sin. And we're like stubborn sheep who want to go our own way, even when it means wandering into the hands of a thief who has come to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus came to us as a good shepherd, rescuing us from our own stubborn, destructive ways that we may have life and have it abundantly. So as we celebrate together the advent of our good shepherd, it's my prayer that you will find life, abundant life, in the babe who was born in a manger. And as you picture the nativity scene with Mary and Joseph and the angels and the shepherds, it's my hope that this Advent season, you will see yourself there with them. Not as someone important, but merely a simple, helpless sheep. And I hope that you can marvel with me that God came to us to lay down his life for us. He's our shepherd, and that is a reason to celebrate.